Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Tracy.
We're back.
I know.
Here
Happy New
are.
Year.
Happy 2018.
Yeah.
And we had a long hiatus.
It was great. Well needed.
It was.
Sometimes, much needed.
Yeah, sometimes you need to step away
from
the things
tank
to reevaluate.
Yeah.
This is a whole new thing for us. It's not Wednesday morning. It's Friday morning.
Friday,
the
mid-morning.
Friday live at 11 o'clock is, we're trying it out as our new slot for the live show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like we'll have a Monday evening repeat. And then our second repeat will be on Wednesday mornings at our old live slot.
Right. So we're here kicking off the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm always in a good mood on Friday. So that's promising.
That is promising.
Yes.
Okay. I must apologize. I've got a leftover cough from the Christmas plague. I don't know if you guys got the Christmas plague.
Well,
at your
I hear
house.
It was quite something.
Oh my gosh. It was terrible. So if I randomly bark in the, in the mic, I'm apologizing now. It's either that or listen to a fisherman's friend rattle around in my mouth
You're here. That's the important
I'm
thing.
I'm here.
Yes.
So our show today, 18 things to look forward to in 2018.
Isn't that clever?
You're so smart. It's a great idea.
No. It's like, uh-oh, we have a show on Friday. What are we going to do? No, it's just always good at the beginning of the year to kind of write a fun to-do list about, okay, this is the year I'm going to do all of these things. But if you don't say them out loud or you don't write them down, you'll be in 2019 going, oh, great, now I have to find 19 things to do. So let's go with 18.
Yeah.
But I think the very first one is to check out the new show at the Archive.
You definitely have to check out the 18 show. So this was a format show is a great way to do an open exhibition because you don't have to worry about trying to hang a show like salon style of random pieces that maybe are brand new, maybe experimental and wonderful, or that, you know, somebody's had under their bed for 6 years. So having an open show is often a challenge, but having a format open show means everything has to be the same size. And so you have installation, like an option to do a beautiful installation. And this was it. The 18 idea I just had probably a couple of years ago because we did the 5x7 format show when we had our 75th year.
So very popular.
It was awesome.
Yes.
And it looks so beautiful. We had 515 works in that show. So that's pretty incredible. So doing the 18 by 18 meant that, you know, they're larger. And I was kind of estimating that there'd be like 100 to 120 works coming in.
Which in and of itself is a pretty massive estimate.
Well, I kind of did my, you know, my planning, my layout and everything based on 120, thinking, oh, that's pretty good. I'll be excited. And if we get 150, it'd be super awesome. But I was recognizing the fact that 18 by 18 is not a standard size for canvases. And a lot of people complained to me that they couldn't find canvases already made that were 18 by 18. So some people had to make their own. Some people ordered them. Sam and Stationery did a great job of keep bringing them in because their supplier does 18 by 18. But, you know, due to some car accident that happened on the prairies the week before the show, a whole lot of people didn't get their 18 by 18 canvases until like 4 days before delivery. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was like a series of bizarre, you know, catastrophes that caused this. Anyway, still 234 works came in that day. Yeah. 141 different artists.
Astounding.
It is astounding. Yeah.
That is some major artistic output for a community of this size.
Absolutely.
Because we know at the community branding workshop, we heard that our perception of ourselves as providing plenty of arts and culture programming is very high, and yet for the outside world, that's not the impression they have based on the stats that the consultants used. So we need to work. We need to keep working at that.
Oh,
right?
Totally. And it was funny because
there's no question in my mind that that's absolutely the truth.
I know. And I felt like when we were at that workshop.
No, everybody felt guilty. They were like, oh, is that my fault? It's nobody's fault.
To have somebody stand up there saying, you guys have no cultural programming in your town?
No, he said.
I was like, what?
The outside world does not share that perception.
I know, but our own community survey was also showing us as having little cultural programming. And
wrong.
Some of that went, like some of that was like quality restaurants. He kept referring to quality restaurants. So maybe cultural programming is a lot broader than I'm imagining. But I was like, I was this close to standing up and saying, wait a minute. Are you kidding me?
No. They're not kidding. Yeah. But I really think it's more about the work that we do promoting ourselves.
It absolutely on the outside. Is about
so,
that.
Like have it's no easy. Doubt there Facebook are 230 is, works of art sitting for your viewing pleasure yeah, at the yeah. gallery. Too sweet right yeah. today.
But I just, a point about that though, is that, you know, it's easy for people to sign up to your Facebook page or follow you on Twitter mm-hmm. and they know everything that's going on. But what about the people who aren't signed up for those
for
things?
Sure.
That's what.
Yeah. And that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the, that's the Travelocity, the Google reviews, the this, the that, the other thing.
Yelp.
So, Yelp.
Who knew?
Apparently we need, Yelp says we need help.
Yeah. And you know what? I signed up for Yelp right after that thing. Oh yeah. That night, TripAdvisor and Yelp are the two things I did.
Yeah.
And then the Yelp lady called me yesterday.
Ooh.
Here's some things I think you should do to beef up your listing.
Oh, how
and
lovely.
I'm thinking, oh, they do this. The Yelper
helper.
Yeah. And, but she actually was looking at our listing and wow. actually reading it and saying, you know, you guys, you know, you're this. And so maybe throw a couple of these things on there and get this. And you can also choose these two categories.
No kidding.
She was very helpful.
Isn't that something?
I know. It was weird. Sorry, I very don't mean cool. to discount
cool.
their offerings, well, but I didn't expect it.
Nice gesture. And she didn't charge you for it?
No.
No. Well, that leads us to number two.
Ah, what's number two?
Volunteer.
Yes.
Because we know that volunteering makes us happier, healthier, and more connected.
More connected to our community, more yeah. invested in our community.
In fact, in the UK, loneliness is such a problem that they've now have a minister of loneliness.
Oh.
Because of social isolation.
Wow.
I actually think they should have flipped it around and called it the Ministry of Social Connectedness.
But yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Because you just kind of see this guy old-fashioned. By yeah. himself in his
Are
office.
Are you lonely? Yeah, right? And a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we're having, there are more and more people coming to the community. Mm-hmm. It's not an impression. It's a fact. In fact, BC Stats is saying that the population in Salmon Arm is now.
What is it, 18?
19.5.
What?
That's what their stats are showing.
Holy.
So we know that if the census was done in 2015 and came in at 17.8, which felt low,
yeah.
but, you know, it just missed the boom, which would have been that summer.
Right.
And so now the schools are full.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're opening a new school.
Yeah, really
and schools
exciting.
Always need volunteers.
Yeah.
Right?
Can I tell you something that I learned about volunteerism?
Yes.
So it was a very interesting article I saw through ArtsBC sent a link. And because the arts sector is not the only sector struggling to find volunteers mm-hmm. who are committed to, you know, projects, programs, and board commitment, right? So, but anyway, the article said the reason that we used to volunteer is for professional development.
Yes.
That was our reason for volunteering.
Yeah, because you could pad your CV.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could actually, you build a network, mm-hmm. you self-improvement, mm-hmm. you learn things. And especially women in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, when one-income families were still possible, a lot of women used volunteering for their professional development.
For sure.
It was their career.
Yes.
Basically. But now that two-income families are not only normal, but necessary.
Yes.
We're not using volunteering for that anymore. We're using volunteering in place of recreation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why volunteers are looking for active things, fun things, short-term things, and things that benefit them in other ways, like
yes.
stress relief mm-hmm. or physical activity or, you know, things like that.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, nonprofit groups and all sectors, sports and arts and, you know, pretty much anything that runs a nonprofit has to appeal to people on a recreational level rather than on a long-term
yes.
commitment, won't, professional development level.
Won't this be fun?
Yes.
Yes. That you need
changes
to answer the question.
Changes everything.
Absolutely. And speaking of fun, I'm just going to push us through the list.
Oh, I know. Because
it's been a while since we've had a proper chat and we could just go on and on and on. Speaking of fun, you can visit the library. Because it's happy literacy week.
Yes. Unplug yes. and play week.
Yes.
That's right. We have
there's been some amazing bubble shows and magic shows and
we have
people snowshoeing.
Incredible active
yeah.
literacy alliance.
I miss roller skating. I wish I'd gone to that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to roller skate in my day.
But the schedule of events is huge.
Yes.
In not only Salmon Arm, but Sycamore Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Like just check it out.
It's a wide event. And there's still things yet to happen. So, so shout out to Lass for
totally
for herding all those cats. My goodness, what a job.
Well, yeah, and that's There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't have anything to do. No, I have to sit on my device.
And a lot of people don't go to the library anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I used to go when my kids are little. I expect once I retire, I'll go. But when I walk by, I should just go in and, you know, look at a magazine you've never read before. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Check out what's going on. They've got all kinds of things.
I think we have one of the most magical people on the planet in the library, don't we? Artie.
Yeah. Artie.
Yeah. Hi, so if Artie. You have little tiny kids, you've spent pretty much every moment at the library because of her.
Because of Artie. Yeah. That's right.
So that's a bonus. You know, it's all about community assets, right? And she's totally one of our golden ones.
Well, and such
ones.
A great team. And they do amazing things. So, and there's libraries in all kinds of communities. There's a little library in Silver Creek. It's not open all the time, but it's there. I think Sycamuse has a branch, Armstrong, Enderby. I mean, these are very important social gathering.
They are.
Spaces, and they're good for you. So get some vitamin L, library.
I like that, vitamin L.
Yeah, so. Okay. Let's see, now I'm trying, desperately searching for segues here. Vitamin. Speaking of vitamins, another thing that I find fun for me anyway is to try a new recipe.
Oh.
Because there's no end to the food rainbow, right?
Yeah.
So I recently learned how to make lemon curd.
Exciting.
Also under L.
Oh, sorry.
Library lemon curd, which I'd never made before because, you know, you have to use egg. To split the egg in half. And I'd never done that before. Separating eggs. I'd never worked with curd. Anyway, I made some lovely lemon bars.
That's exciting. Yes. Congratulations.
And
I'm guessing that you're not part of Veganuary then, hey?
No. I'm not part of any of that.
We tried. Like, we're a little bit, I don't know what you call that. A tiny bit vegan.
Vegan life. Well, a lot of people don't drink in January.
Yeah,
right? Don't Veganuary? Eat meat in January.
Yeah, well, Veganuary is a thing.
Yes.
And we learned about it on, like, January 3rd.
Lemon curd-anuary.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's got to do their own thing.
Yeah.
But we got sort of re-energized with this idea that we'll be vegans for a month. And it was really hard.
Oh,
because
my goodness.
Even though we're 99% vegetarians, we really like cheese. And we like milk in our lattes.
Well, yeah, there's such thing as vegan cheese.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the same. And we have been trying, and actually that's one thing that has stuck for the most part, is we found a couple of items, a brand that is from somewhere.
Yes.
That actually makes a really good Swiss cheese-like slice.
Oh.
And that's been good for sandwiches, and they also make a good cream cheese replacement. It's a coconut product.
But how do you eat bread with no eggs or...
You can make vegan bread.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
No, of course. It's just flour and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeast and
flavors.
Okay.
So
like seeds.
There's bread. Anyway, as long as there's bread, I would probably be okay.
Yeah. But the thing is that I was surprised to discover some of our regular recipes were almost vegan anyway.
Yes.
And then we just made the one change to be vegan. So it's not been too bad, but we do have chickens. And so like having some eggs is kind of, that was problematic, giving away all of our
super
eggs.
Protein.
That's a major protein source for us. Yes. So yeah. So anyway, that was a challenge, but finding new recipes was part of that process too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's good to try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we learned stuff.
To try new food or new techniques. I could cook all day Sunday, every Sunday for the rest of my life. Mm. I just like trying stuff. Feels like, hey, look what I made.
Yeah. It's like soup Sundays for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Make me kind of hungry.
There you go. I'm hungry too.
Yeah. I mean, every opportunity to rethink your life is a good opportunity, right?
So in 2017, I learned to dance again.
Yeah.
And
you were awesome.
Well, thank you. But I would have to say that it was so invigorating, enlightening, so joyful.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You can do it right now, right today.
Yeah.
You can go to City Dance in Vernon. You can take tap dancing lessons here in town. You can do the salsa bit on Saturday nights at Cantina Vallarta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could dance in your own living room.
You can dance in your own living room, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just such a great... I mean, forgetting about the money and the nerves and the fun and the whole event... my takeaway from Dancing with the Star was the sheer joy I felt after my little 1 hour practice.
Wow.
Right? Because yeah. your body's in motion and
yeah.
all the troubles of the world go away. And yeah. so,
because yeah. you have to focus on that one thing while one you're thing. Dancing.
I really want to try tap. I haven't tried yet, but it's nice. On my list. So Thursday afternoons, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expect to see that because you like to challenge yourself. I like that.
Well, we all do.
Well, sometimes we get very comfy in our yes. ruts.
Yeah.
And we don't like to challenge ourselves because we think...
Well, there is no perfect self. Like, we have the self-image. There's no such thing as the ideal self. It's just a...
No, but
it's like an illusion.
Yeah. But I do think we have a little bit of a problem with this busyness situation
sure.
that we all... I mean, we're spending so much of our time on work-related things mm-hmm. and then the racing around, the mm-hmm. especially if you've got kids and or parents you're caring for or whatever... And it's hard to carve out time for yourself.
But it's just a fallacy. It's just trying to keep you away from what you really want to do. Oh, yeah. Well, I would do that, but I have to make dinner.
But if you carve out 2 hours of your evening to watch Netflix, then you can certainly carve out a couple hours to dance. And,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is, it does take discipline. The other thing I thought, I mean, there's just this proliferation of paint and sip nights.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting to see people say, hey, why don't we go have a beer, but also do this other really fun thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That is exciting.
Whether it's making a sign for, your front entryway or you know, you can make a puppet with Melissa mm-hmm. at...
Mixed Up It's.
Help me out at Mixed Up It's down at the...
At the Handmade
shop, right? At
Westgate
Market. Yeah. Market. It's incredible, all yeah. those opportunities to get out and try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being creative, I mean, we have to as humans.
Yeah,
we're creators.
Me, I'm not like you. I'm not very creative. I'm like, yeah, you are. We all are.
We all are. And sometimes it's not in visual art. Sometimes it's in music or it's in writing,
yeah.
poetry, fabric, mm-hmm. quilting, knitting. Everybody's creative in some way.
Totally.
Cooking, whatever, gardening. Mm-hmm. You just can't say you're not creative.
No.
It's just a matter of what you choose to spend that creative energy on.
So I don't want to hear you tell me. I'm just not very creative.
Yeah,
we're all creative.
Especially when they follow it up with saying, I can't draw a stick, man.
I know.
I hear that so much. I'm like, well, I can't play the piano, but you don't hear me saying I'm not creative.
Yeah, or, learn a new instrument. That's the other thing. But speaking of music, you don't actually have to play it. You can just go and watch it.
Yeah, live music.
Listen, live music, because it's, again, so much joy, so much energy.
It's invigorating live music events, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. And guess who's 25 this year?
Yeah, Wednesday on the Wharf.
Isn't that something?
I know.
What if the group 25 years ago hadn't been brave enough to say, we probably don't know anything about hosting concerts.
So, yeah.
But let's try.
Yeah.
And here they are 25 years later.
It's totally random. You know how it started? It was the Summer Pops Youth Orchestra. It was traveling through town.
Oh, I have heard that story.
Yeah. And it was Barb Greer who was like... Oh my gosh! Well, we'll do a thing. We'll put out some posters.
Yeah, come on down. And
we'll figure it out, man.
Yeah,
it
was, we'll invite our friends and make some posters. And
did four the first year. Did That's, 4 weeks, four
absolutely.
Wednesdays. After a couple of years, went to six Wednesdays,
six,
then eight,
then eight.
Now it's at 12.
Yeah.
It used to be 13, 14 some years.
Yeah, and I mean it's it's only 1 year behind Roots and Blues, which is celebrating.
Yeah.
26 and already plans are underway. Tickets are on sale. So
I know. It's so great.
Yeah.
We support live music in this town pretty well. But I think it's still kind of a get the word out situation, right?
Yes.
Like we still need to educate everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And what I particularly love about Roots and Blues specifically, their sort of world music mm-hmm. emphasis, is that it takes you somewhere you've never been before.
Yeah.
Which is also something you should do in 2018.
Yeah.
I drove through, I took the back way from Silver Star towards like the 97, not 97B, but the other one, because I was driving a kid to Silver Creek.
Oh, okay.
And I'd never been that way before.
Oh, wow.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I saw things I'd never seen before.
Oh, that's
and I
exciting.
Thought, I should come next time. We'll take this way and see how far we can we can get. It's kind of crazy, like in our own.
We hardly ever do those little random road trips
just,
anymore.
You know what? Get in the car and say, hey, let's go have ice cream somewhere. We don't know
somewhere
where.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes, like, I always feel like it's a carbon output problem, right? Like, I don't want to just go for a drive that the way we used to 20 years ago, because it's just a waste of gas.
If you're already coming back from somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can do that when you're commuting, too. Mm-hmm. Try to take a different route home from work each day.
Oh, yeah. I do that quite often.
Yeah.
Just because I'm sort of curious, like, huh, I wonder what's going on down there.
Well, now
I didn't see that house before. Yeah. Oh, look at them. They changed their door, you know.
But also, being a city councilor, you kind of have to.
Well, yeah, we do have to go and
have to know,
check, like, stuff out.
Yeah.
So if you see cars slowing down in your neighborhood, it's probably because someone's asking for a variance or a zoning. It's not, we're not here to spy on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Although we could do that too, because it's sometimes just fun to look at people's houses.
Oh, for sure.
Their yards, especially at gardening time.
Yes. Right? Like, yes. Is well, that? Which leads us to our next
nice segue.
Look at us. Woo, ba-boom. It's time to plan your garden.
Yeah, that was the one thing about January that I thought was decent that you could sort of look forward to, is that the seed catalogs all come in the mail and you get to pick your seeds, plan your garden.
I remember Peter Zosky used to go on and on about seed catalogs. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Every January he'd have his expert friend in and they'd go through the seed catalogs. And, he never struck me as a gardener type, but. You sure like those seed catalogs.
Maybe that's all it was. He didn't actually plant them. But
no, I love flowers and gardens and seeds, but I am not a gardener.
Yeah.
No.
Well, for us, it's all about the tomatoes, deciding what tomatoes you're going to plant that year. And for years, we used to get the Salt Spring Seeds catalog in the mail. And it was just always such a delight, because Dan Jason would also, like, if he wrote a letter to him, he would write a letter back and send you a picture or something. I know. It was just the most charming thing to get your catalog with a message from him.
Aww.
And he always had new tomatoes because he was an heirloom tomato expert, right? So, it was kind of, it was our thing for January.
Well, I'm going to keep trying. I mean, I'm lucky. I can get basil and a couple of the little cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's about my.
You can do container gardening.
My success level. Yeah, I think container's probably more for me.
Yeah.
But I'll keep working on it. There's room for improvement.
There's always room. And you can just try something new in gardening this year, right?
Yeah. And then speaking oh my God, it's a perfect segue. Room for improvement. You can switch up a space.
Yes.
Right?
Which is oddly invigorating.
You know, I bet you it's been a while since you pulled out that couch.
Yeah.
My house would be. Oh.
Your face.
It would be. I can't even think about. I should probably have a hazmat team in first, and then I could pull out the couch, because I have two teenage boys who have somehow lost the ability to put socks back in the laundry bin. So
yeah.
I guarantee you there's, we should have a bet, actually. I bet you there's 12 socks, a couple of juice boxes, some wrappers from some sort of unhealthy food.
Yeah. Cheerios.
Right? Yeah.
Things like
Cheerios
that.
For sure. Random pens, maybe peanuts. You know, like a charger we've been looking for and have since
cords,
replaced.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of dust bunnies.
Yeah. Fair
but,
enough. Any teenager home is gonna
but
look
it's
like
such
that.
A you know, it's such a, I don't know, it's like cleaning out the clutter in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very
did you read the
cathartic.
Article?
Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you read the article called Death Cleaning in
Death
the Globe and Mail?
Yeah. No. Oh, but I did hear something about that.
Yeah. It's basically cleaning in preparation for your
as
death.
As if you're going
so
away
that,
forever. Yeah.
Yeah. So that your family doesn't have to deal with your stuff.
Okay.
So it's kind of extreme, but you know, it's about decluttering and about making space for what's important.
Yes. And what happens next.
Yeah, and then the other thing about changing up your space is that it really does change. It really does give you a fresher outlook, like because a change is as good as a rest, right? And it gives you the opportunity to say, "Am I even using this
what
thing
is
anymore?"
That?
Yeah,
yeah,
and or to put things in their place or whatever. So it's you don't even have to work very hard at it. When you change up a space, you end up decluttering.
Yes, yeah, and so. I like in my house. Anyone who knows. Me and Canoe, we had some ice damming last winter, and we're waiting now for the spring to cut the top of the house off. So we've emptied the top of the house and now have it all conveniently sitting in a sea can. And I cannot tell you, someone asked me the other day, so what's in that thing? And it was difficult to tell.
You've been living this long without whatever's
in that
thing.
Yeah, and I said, I think there's a futon frame, some baby pictures, my Christmas decorations. A couple pieces of furniture, but other than that, I don't really know. And they're like, well, what do you even need it for? And I'm like, I'm not actually sure I do. So we'll see
when it comes out.
Yeah.
That's your chance absolutely. To say, I lived without this for a year.
Although my main floor is very packed with stuff.
I can imagine.
You know, ski gear as well everywhere. As teenagers. Yeah. So that's okay. It's a good problem to have. But I certainly welcome the opportunity to switch up my space.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be so fun.
Yes.
When your second floor is done.
Fresh coat of paint.
Yes.
Nice. Get those.
You're going to want to renovate your lower level too.
Yeah.
Right.
Get the hazmat team in. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just put on a white suit.
No.
And you're good. Okay. What's our segue to the next one?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's going to require much physical activity to get it done. So I thought, you know, maybe time to try a new sport too.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because they can be fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to join a soccer team or a hockey team.
It
could mean kayaking.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, fencing.
Or what is the other thing I heard? Tread yoga. It's doing yoga stretches on the treadmill. Like it's all this whole kind of mashup of exercises. I saw that coming together, right? And then on Facebook the other day, I saw tennis on ice. So you put a tennis net and then you get a racket, a couple rackets and a ball and some skaters and you hit the ball back and forth like pickleball meets NHL hockey. Oh. I don't know.
I wouldn't be
that good probably at that. Wouldn't be my first choice, but I mean, just to say there's all sorts of.
I thought you were going to say tennis yoga.
Tennis yoga. Well, there's yoga with goats now.
Yes.
Goat yoga is a thing.
Well, dog yoga is a thing.
Yeah.
So, there's, I know the mashup is maybe us trying to keep it wild.
Yeah,
keep it
and interesting, I mean, I think this idea of exercise is like the broccoli of life. You have to do it,
yeah,
because it's good for you.
Yeah,
it's sort of merging into why can't it just be something fun?
Well, and that's kind of how the whole world is going, right? Like we have to turn these things into fun to keep us interested in it. And the creativity factor is there. People are being creative, inventing these mashups
for and then sure. And you know, we have so many great. Gym facilities, you know, public ones, private ones.
Yep.
And there's no shortage
different programs within those gyms. You don't have to just show up and push weights, right? Like there's all kinds of other classes going on.
You can tap, dance, or kickbox.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Pick one.
Yep.
Or box.
Yeah.
Right? They're doing hit to fit again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities. You just have to think about what keeps your interest for more than, you know, a month and try it and actually dedicate some time to it, right? It's about carving out time again.
Yes.
You know, you can do it. If you can watch Netflix for an hour a night, you can certainly go to boxing for an hour a day.
You're right.
Yeah.
Or just go for a walk.
Well, there's that too, except that's the one thing I noticed that, you know, winter isn't kind to me about. I don't like walking in the winter.
No.
I feel like I'm penguin walking everywhere.
Yes.
So,
especially with this kind of freeze-thaw.
Yeah.
Freeze-thaw cycle.
Yeah. Because you don't enjoy the walk because you're watching one foot in front of your feet all the time. So you don't see stuff around you. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So that's why I enjoy indoor stuff in the winter. But there's lots of indoor stuff.
Tread yoga.
I don't know if I want to try
Go tread yoga.
Treadmills kind of scare me, actually. Well, I guess I've seen silly videos where things happen. You know, they get away on you. Mm-hmm. You fall.
Oh dear!
Break something.
Break stuff. Well, then it's break dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try break dancing. Okay. Right. You and me, Louise.
Yeah.
The 80s return. 80s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could just go back to your old favorites like riding your bicycle.
Yes.
Won't be long now.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily just a sport. It can be your mode of transportation.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's a key part of how we're going to save the planet is alternate how you get around.
Mm-hmm.
Walking, biking.
Yeah, how do we move through a city, right? How do we get to where we need to go? Well, I love this idea that in urban, you know, dense urban centers, some companies are moving from car fleets to e-bike fleets.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. And they're saving time and money. It's health and wellness. It's right. Mm-hmm. And lower carbon emissions. I mean, it's genius.
Making the city healthier.
Yeah, for sure.
And Kelowna's got a new bike share program coming in.
Yeah.
1,200 bikes they're bringing in.
Oh, yeah. In my world, there would be more people moving around on bikes. But
we'll
keep active transportation.
We've always talked about how bicycling in Salmon Arm has been challenging because you always have to go uphill somewhere. But the e-bike is changing.
Revolutionary.
That. Totally. Yes. 100%.
Yes. Like, and you have one.
I do.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get it out. Yeah. But I will not ride it in the winter.
Well, no, no. But although apparently those fat bikes are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to try one at Silver Star one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of scary like. Too. Yeah. I kind of like my stability and mm-hmm. happiness. I don't really like going downhills that are like used to be ski hills.
Gotta push a little bit.
Challenging myself is a good thing. Zone.
It is because it, you know, we talked about this before. It makes your brain work in a way that it hadn't really worked before. So
building new pathways.
Yes.
Remember that's a healthy thing to keep Alzheimer's and dementia away
too. For sure.
Build new pathways.
Yeah. Including going to live theater.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And even being part of live
theater. Or being part of live theater.
You can join our community theater.
For sure. It welcomes members of the public to come and be part of the ensemble cast.
Yeah. You can actually be on stage, you can be behind stage, mm-hmm. you can be up in the sound mm-hmm. booth. I mean, there's lots of opportunities.
Try improv.
Yeah.
Yes.
And seniors theater is not just for seniors. Started by seniors, but it's an all ages open.
I hear it's phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, my mom goes.
Does she?
Yep. And she says they just laugh mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's fun and challenging at the same time. They do things that are making new pathways, and the whole thing about remembering stuff and writing your material and coming up with stories, that's important mm-hmm. for us to be continually thinking.
Oh, wonderful. Right?
Yeah.
That does sound like fun. I think you have to be brave, right? You know.
Yeah, but you know what?
But it's easier you have to think about when you're in a room full of people who are also being brave.
Well, yeah, right? And you have to think, what is the worst thing that can happen? What is the worst that can happen?
I can't imagine.
Like, what? I know.
You make death, someone else laugh, that's not so bad. That's good.
Well, exactly. Like, if the worst thing that can happen is that you're embarrassed.
Yes.
Think about how you deal with the worst thing mm-hmm. and then... You know, then you've got a plan.
Yeah, and then you get over the worst thing and suddenly it's not so bad anymore. Yeah,
it's never as bad as you think it's
tricky gonna be. How that works.
I know.
Yes, it's not something. Let's see what else we had. Oh, we're getting on our list here. Try improv. You know, the other new thing, new and improved, well, not new, but soon to be new for us is to co-work.
Mm-hmm. With the Innovation Center coming online.
Yes. So this idea that we sit alone in our offices and do our work. It depends if you you're in a formal working space or you're working on your own on a project or you're a contractor. But this idea of co-working, so going to a common space and being able to work together on different projects mm-hmm. is quite a revolutionary idea.
We're kind of meant to work like that.
Yes.
But not on the same
projects, on different projects.
Yeah. But we're meant to work as a community, mm-hmm. right? Like even just when you imagine building a house as a small community,
everybody's a co-working project.
Yeah. Everybody's doing something different, but it's still the same.
But you're still working towards the
same.
And
you can talk to somebody and you can have lunch with them.
Yes.
And you can bounce ideas off mm-hmm. of them.
And so the momentum, you know, of co-working is great for, the tech sector. It's great for startups. And in this, the Monarch building downtown, the base will be a maker space mm-hmm. for everyone, probably with a focus on junior, middle school, junior high, senior high, 3D printers and animation and possibly automation, electronics to try out new ways of doing things. And then on the second floor will be that co-working space with what's called a hot desk, where you can just go and there'll be other people there and there'll be coffee and you can hook up to your computer and rent a desk for a few hours and kind of get connected to mm-hmm. not just the internet, but to what else is happening in the community.
Yeah. Nice big meeting room to use if you need to have.
Yeah. Then the top floor is what's called the business accelerator.
Mm.
So
I like
you sort
that.
Of move your way up.
I like that phrase.
Yes.
Probably a lot of small businesses like that phrase.
Absolutely. So, and it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's so innovative. Like, it's really, I think, going to be seen as a very innovative rural development,
mm-hmm.
economic development project. So, yeah.
It gets people excited about Salmon Arm and where we're
for
going.
For sure. Stay tuned.
Yeah. I was so shocked.
The province is paying attention. What's going on over there?
Yeah.
There's
wait
a minute.
70 tech businesses in Salmon Arm.
I know. People are shocked to hear that.
Yeah.
And yet it's the absolute God's honest truth.
Yeah.
Like, some of my students have said to me, well, that's not true. I'm like, no, actually it is. You have to say to them the words, it is true. There are 70 plus tech-based companies in Salmon Arm, and there are over 600 jobs.
Crazy.
Yeah, because we're very high tech, right?
But tech isn't very visible.
No,
right?
It's hard to define. Don't like, make widgets. What is tech?
Yeah, they don't need a manufacturing building. No, they don't need a giant sign.
They design solutions. They solve problems, and they do it for a number of manufacturing sectors, especially wood, but including a lot of other things.
Yeah,
plastics, components.
But it's possible to work in your basement doing this. So it's not very visible, but it's there.
It's absolutely there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And you know, of course, I don't know if everybody knows this, but the Olympics are starting in 2 weeks today. Not that I'm counting, but yes, I am. I love the Winter Olympics. But the rings in Cole Harbour in Vancouver during the Vancouver Olympics were designed in... Hands up if you know the answer.
What?
Really? Salmon Arm.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Valley Manufacturing designed those. And every time we got a gold, every time we got a medal, they would light up in the color of the... That's us.
Cool.
Yeah, they did that. We did that.
Did not know that.
Yeah, well, people need to know that.
Yes.
So
that should be in...
Tell a friend.
We should have a random facts of Salmon Arm.
I totally agree. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Well, I want to look now. I want to Google that.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
So yeah, co-working, and then I put yoga here because I hear that yoga is really like an age-friendly exercise.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have noticed in the community that a number of, let's just say, our very experienced business community members are spending part of their day at the yoga studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The benefits are beyond physical fitness.
Absolutely.
Mindfulness, you know, time for meditation, time for breathing.
Circulation.
I think we forget to breathe sometimes.
Yes, for sure. Deep breathing, circulation, flexibility, balance, you know, all those things we worry about. Like, I don't want to, help. I've fallen and I can't get up. Nobody wants that.
No.
Right? But yoga is a path towards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and I are part of a generation that has spent our entire lives in cars. Mm-hmm. And so the big thing we used to think about is hip replacements and things, right? But now, I mean, there's actually a whole lot of other things that we need to be concerned about. Hmm. All the joints, arthritis, like the stiffness of joints, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of those things are things that can be either, stopped.
Prevented or mediated.
Right? By yoga and other mindfulness exercises. Mindfulness.
Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Gentle movement exercise, right? You don't need to go out and run a marathon.
Exactly.
In fact, even if I could, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
I could, but kudos to those who can.
Well, that's fine if it's your thing.
Yeah, but I mean, just...
But let's think about dancing and yoga stretching. As two things that are kind of required if we want to live as our parents did into our 80s and 90s and maybe even reach the big centenary in fairly good shape.
Absolutely.
So
I'm going to stretch right now while I talk about it.
But think about all of the differences in our life, in our adult life, that are less moving, right, than our parents.
Yeah, yeah. And laundry, dishwasher,
well, and we work on our computer all day.
Computers.
We don't walk anymore. Yeah, we don't walk.
I mean, I find
the grocery store.
And that's what I keep coming back to this. But if someone from 100 years ago came to visit, about the only thing they'd recognize is a classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, our school system's the only thing that has
survived that relic. Yeah. And so even it's evolving with outdoor education and, more hands-on experience which is great. It's not a criticism, but I know as a prof at the college, I have a 3-hour course and my students sit for 2 hours and 50 minutes of that.
Yeah.
Or 2 hours and 30 minutes of that. So I'm always asking them, could you just get up and go get a drink of water? And they look at me like they're in trouble. I'm like, no, it's not. We cannot be sitting this long.
Yeah.
Because I lost you about 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So we still have to keep working on that.
We do. That's a
like walking
challenge.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Are but, very you know, productive, you know,
but
take your board for a walk around McGuire
I know,
park and come up with a preset of little index cards. Like, let's discuss this for the next turn. And then the turn after we'll discuss this.
But that's the thing about the structure of some of those things that have been in place for 100 years is they don't really allow for that kind of movement. So we have to change the structure. We have to change how the process works.
Yes.
So that we can integrate movement and more movement.
Yeah. You know, the bicycles. I remember my friend Kathy, who was a teacher here at Bastion before she moved back east, had a bicycle in her class.
Mm.
And
like
I remember
a stationary bicycle?
Yeah, a stationary bicycle. And I remember thinking, what an odd thing to have in a classroom. And then until she started to explain to me that for some kids, they need that motion to be able to focus. And now I'm like, oh, they should be everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see a couple downtown, to be honest. But
yeah, well, if we had a bike share program.
Yeah.
Where you could just scoot around downtown.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So there was a couple more things we wanted to 16. Hit. Oh, we're almost there.
Okay.
17. Make a smoothie.
Oh, man, we should have our guy, our engineer on now because he is the smoothie king.
Yes.
Every morning. I should have brought my smoothie in. Every morning, man, we get our smoothie. Kale, pineapple, juice, mango, and water, and what?
Acai berry juice? No.
Nope. What? I can't hear him because he's
soy
behind glass.
Milk?
No milk.
Is there it's any just, kind of protein?
It's basically
well, we could
just
play charades.
Green juice, green things, and juice and fruit. That's okay. It. No yogurt, no milk, no anything.
You need wheatgrass.
Right.
I was going to guess.
Grosses on wheatgrass. Yeah. So there's a lot of, like, if you Google smoothie recipes, mm-hmm. you're never going to get bored.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan
Try
of
them.
Alton Brown, you know, Good Eats.
Oh, yeah.
On the Food Network. And
yeah.
He's always talking about like the science behind food. It's so fascinating. So I keep texting my mom, you need to make more smoothies because she's going in to get a hip replacement.
Ah, well, I tell you, if you're not a salad person, trying to get
five servings
of vegetables or fruits a day is challenging. Yeah. A smoothie can do it in one shot.
In one shot. Okay. So quickly before we go to our first dramatic moment, go to a council meeting.
Ah, yes.
And why? Because every time there's something new and exciting, like
it's surprisingly exciting.
Absolutely. And this Monday, we'll hear from you and your annual report from the District Arts Council. We hear all kinds of things, but mostly we're going to hear about the cultural master plan recommendations to council.
Yes.
And, you know, with any luck, they'll move forward. I mean, I'll certainly advocate for it, but it's up to council. So that was been a year and a half of work, of time, of thoughtful listening. And so
Monday, January 29th, 2:30 p.m.
After 2:30. Yeah.
Just, you know, go online, look at the agenda.
Or just look at the agenda.
Yeah.
And you go to the cover page of the agenda and you see if anything kind of jumps out at you, just look on the left hand, you'll see what page those documents are on.
Yeah.
So you don't have to scroll through the whole thing because there's, you know, a little bit repetitive and minutes and stuff you might not be interested in. But
I know. Yeah. Okay.
And now,
as the art world turns, a dramatic moment in the arts.
I love the dramatic moment.
It's so fun. I'm so glad we did this. You know, I think we did it because at first we weren't quite convinced we'd have a whole hour.
Yeah.
So we're like, couldn't we find like some fun stuff on the internet to kind of fill in the gap? But it actually has become a real kind of litmus test of here's what we're talking about. And hey, look, here's what's happening in the real world.
Well, it's because we're ahead of the curve. Have you ever noticed this? That it seems like when we pick a topic and then do a little bit of research on it, somehow within those few days, it becomes a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just put it out there in the universe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure everybody else.
I think we're building the universe. I think you and I are holding the strings of the universe together.
Yeah. Possibly.
It's very possible.
Not, you know, highly improbable, but slightly possible. So I've been looking. Now, I did find a lovely dramatic moment, but it's only available in the United States of America. So, nope, it's off the team until it comes here. But then I found another moment. And here's what's happening. Like right now in Davos, Switzerland, is the World Economic Institute Forum. I don't know. Institute Forum. I'm never sure what the difference is.
World and economy.
Anyway, so every year they release sort of the top 10 job skills that will be required for the future of work.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday in class, I asked my students to Google it and then I asked them to read them out loud. And they were like,
your class sounds so fun.
It is fun. We have fun. They're like, cognitive reasoning? right?
With the problem solving?
Right? relationship management. You know, so hey, guess what? None of that is financial accounting, macroeconomics. Like, it's none of those things, you know. Mm-hmm. Algebra was not on the list.
It was not on the list.
Neither was calculus, right?
Yeah.
Neither was coding. It was all about how to manage change and people and ideas. Mm. And one of them, of course, is creativity.
Yeah.
And so I think the business world is finally going, oh, what is with all this creativity business? Anyway, now they are sending CEOs to
art school.
Art school.
Isn't that incredible?
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Yes.
But I can just imagine.
The Rhode Island School of Design has launched a continuing education program aimed at today's global leaders. And it's called RISD, Education, Executive Education. And experts and designers are teaching leaders and entrepreneurs and government officials and C-level executives the principles of design and creative education.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of principles of design,
right? And so it's all
every
about,
yeah. level of business, corporate, anything needs to understand design. Mm-hmm. And if they're making decisions, right, on everything from how something functions to how it looks on the shelf of a grocery store or whatever, they need to know
absolutely.
This stuff.
So it's all about design thinking, experimentation, empathy, to develop innovative solutions to problems, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to solve problems, right?
We're trying to solve problems with yesterday's processes. And if we can't think innovatively about solving problems, then we're going to create more problems.
Yes. And I just think it's so exciting. I would love to go to this.
Yeah. I can just imagine, though, in a traditional art school setting where you've got a bunch of 19-year-olds that are just, you know, wearing their scarves and all excited about being an artist.
Yes.
And then all these CEOs next to them in their 40s and 50s with their tie.
Loosening their tie a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, I can think of my first couple of years of drawing instructors and painting instructors and kind of how they were. I could just,
yeah.
Be super fun.
Yeah. And so the whole, the silos are done.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it's like the co-work thing.
Just as artists can learn a great deal from how to find the path through their career using principles of business, businesses can also learn the path to profit through creativity.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a great mix then.
Yes.
Right? In every classroom.
Yeah.
A mix of both learning from each other.
I think it would be so awesome.
Because you
to do. Because it used to be you would go to, for a long time, the MBA was the thing, right? Even I remember my dad, who was well into his 40s, went back to school for a summer to get his executive MBA. Hmm. Like, it was like, everybody's doing it, so I'm going to do it too. And he was in his glory. He loved every minute of it. Hmm. But now, instead of going to the MBA, because there are too many MBAs, I think. Well, I mean, the models, sorry, MBA people, but... Now they're doing masters in change management and experiential design and
change management. Yeah. That resonates with me because our community is changing so fast. Mm-hmm. You know, we think it's little old salmon arm it is changing. No, and we have to learn new ways to manage that.
And the momentum is there, right? Mm-hmm. So there's two things you can do with momentum: build on it or put the brakes on it. So that's what I like about downhill skiing, because it always reminds me sometimes you have to break, but sometimes you just got to go with it.
Yeah.
Right. And so depending on.
And change direction.
Yeah. Where the bumps are, you kind of got to turn and turn and turn, lean in, let go, lean in, let go. And that's kind of what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personal lessons abound.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can't help it.
No.
Things are going to change.
Absolutely.
And if
life is one big ski hill.
Yeah. And it's all about how you look at it as an opportunity to grow, to make it better. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for 2018.
Maybe you should offer a change management course at the college.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's what we could call it. It's basically organizational behavior.
But I like change management.
Okay. Yeah. It's sexier, right? The idea that you could manage change. I mean, it should be more like how to embrace change or how to go along for the ride.
I'll bet you it would appeal to entrepreneurs yes. and, you know, CEOs and pretty much everybody in any kind of management
you have to
learn how
change.
Right. It's all about kind of the title mm-hmm. of something, right? Like embracing yeah. change can be something that you do on every level of your being. Mm-hmm. But change management is kind of targeted mm-hmm. to the people who are building these
approach.
Yeah. To, yes. They're building the cars we're driving. They're building yeah. the streets that we're driving mm-hmm. on. They're building the groceries that we buy. Mm-hmm. So if we're, you know, if we think about it like that and helping them be innovative mm-hmm. and teaching them how to be innovative and manage these changes, then we probably wouldn't have terrible worker disgruntled problems no. and workplace issues and environmental terrible, mm-hmm. you know, spills and right. Like it's all mm-hmm. about kind of how to mitigate mistakes by teaching them innovative ways of dealing with the challenges they have.
Yeah. So. And what is the outcome that we seek?
Yeah.
Right? I've been saying that a lot this week. Or even since Christmas, what is the outcome that we seek?
Well, and I never imagined
that. To just kind of help me manage, okay, well, is the outcome that we seek, I want to argue with my kids about putting their socks in the laundry, or right. I just want the laundry done.
Yeah.
Right? Or even just over Christmas, you know, my nephews and my sons were kind of, you know, arguing over something totally useless. And I just looked at them and I said, what is the outcome that you seek? And they sort of looked at me like, what does that mean? Right. And I was trying to say to them, would you stop wasting all this energy on whose turn it is with the remote or the controller? Like, what is it, the outcome that you seek?
Yeah.
I want to play my game. I'm like, okay, so how about you go next? Yeah. All right. See, done. Right. Can we move on from this?
Yeah.
And it totally, I don't know. It was kind of my Yoda moment.
That's a great one.
What outcome do you seek?
Just gonna write that down.
Yeah.
What outcome do you seek?
Yes.
Because teenagers are kind of the most fun in terms of figuring that out, right?
That's one
because
way
they're
it, yeah.
because they're trying to figure out who they are mm-hmm. at the same time as figuring out where they fit in the world.
Yeah.
At the same time as trying to run their lives and learn how to be adults.
For
at the same
sure.
time as being taken care of like they're little children.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
What? Get
what
down
the
to the drill down. What is it?
Yeah. I want to hang out with my friends. So it's not that you don't want to empty the dishwasher. So you want to spend some time with your friends. We could probably find that outcome, right?
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Some success.
See, this whole show could have come down to that. We
what
could have just
said.
What
is the outcome that you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
we could just
like
repeat
what,
it 14. For the whole hour.
1.4 second show. We could have the shortest show on record.
We could do that.
Yeah. But, you know, these it would be a short show, certainly, if it weren't for all our generous sponsors
yes,
who help
I know.
Keep this radio station alive and on yep. air.
There's people who volunteer and there's people who write a check.
Yes.
And we're so grateful for the people who write checks.
Yes.
Yeah,
and so. We are volunteering.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So teamwork mm-hmm. makes the dream work.
Yeah.
So thank you to
Did you just
Farm
say
Market.
Teamwork makes the dream work?
Yes.
I love that.
Oh no, that's my I didn't make that up, but I use it all the time.
I like it.
I mean, to the point where it's people just like some of my friends roll their eyes like, oh, not again with the teamwork makes the dream work.
I love
thing.
It. I've never heard you say that.
Really? Oh, okay.
What the heck? I've been missing out.
Grove, California.
Oh, no. Did I miss Grandpa's oranges?
No, I think you're just in now.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Last year we got one batch and we're like, yay, that's so great. We went back, sold out.
Oh.
Done. I know.
Oh, I sure hope not.
I'm going to have to double up this
but
year.
But just, yeah, there's stuff going on at
you
the farm market.
You kind of forget how delicious fruit can be.
Yes, it can.
Until you
especially
get
especially the purple stuff and the green stuff.
Yeah, but you mix green stuff with mango, you're set.
Okay, I see. Well, that's good advice. I'll take that to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And banana is a good thing, too.
Yes.
It keeps it all coagulated mm-hmm. or whatever the word is mm-hmm. that keeps it, you know. You just have to
oh,
test
maybe
out the things
we
could
do a show
you,
on the science of smoothies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do have to figure out what your flavor preference is, mm-hmm. right? If you're not a big fan of kale, you'll have to try spinach.
Sure.
Or if you don't like spinach, try wheatgrass. It's quite sweet.
And take it up with us when you see us at the next arts event.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
We should.
Because we're always happy to talk about healthy communities.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And talk to Eric about smoothies, mm-hmm. man. You would. Yeah. He's an encyclopedia of smoothie dude. So, yeah, I think that's the kind of the core of the connection of all of our things to do in 2018 is to connect with each other, to talk to each other, find ways to gather, find ways to enjoy each other's company. You know, as a community, we only stay healthy by being in touch.
Yes. We absolutely, social connectedness, of which arts and culture is.
It's pretty critical.
Yes, pretty
it's
critical.
Not fluff.
No, it's not fluff.
Sure.
Yeah. So
see, the 18 show, it goes until February 24th. Coffee break is on Thursday, February 15th. That's a chance to just eat cookies, fresh baked cookies, and drink locally roasted organic coffee for that's complimentary of the Arts Council. And look at this incredible exhibition, the 18 exhibition.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that's fun. And I didn't, I didn't talk about our cookie contender, I don't think. Do you know who the winner was for the whole year from 2017?
The maple. No.
Nope. Maple filled was second.
Okay.
A close second. It was actually really close between three. But the winner was the butter tart cookie.
The butter tart cookie, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why it showed up in the New York Times over there.
That's right.
See, you started, you did it again.
We did it. Now we have to spread that recipe all over the nation. That'll be an interesting
No, it actually did. There was an article about Canadian
Yeah, but just
butter
the
tarts.
Butter tarts. But my mom had cookies. To create the cookie out of the butter tart ingredients.
Right.
So now that's the recipe we have to spread
Watch
to the world.
Out world.
Tell the world.
That's right.
All right. See you next time on Artscape. Have a great week, everyone.
Looking forward to it. Bye now.